AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. As the closing bell sounds, markets are way down. Big earnings misses by Target and other major retailers stoked investors' fears surging inflation could cut deeply into corporate profits. Target lost a quarter of its value after reporting earnings that fell far short of analysts' forecast. The report comes a day after Walmart said its profits took a hit from higher costs. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra has tested positive for the coronavirus during a visit to Germany. Coronavirus cases are increasing in the U.S. and could even get worse over the coming months, according to health officials. They're urging areas hard hit to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking. Finland and Sweden are facing pushback in an attempt to join NATO. President Biden does not appear to be concerned.
I think we're going to be okay.
Turkey's foreign minister is questioning the applications.
We have also legitimate security concerns that they have been supporting terrorist organizations, and there are also export restrictions on defense products.
A former Minneapolis police officer pleaded guilty to state charges of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. The AP Steve Kornowski reports Thomas Lane worked out a plea deal.
In pleading guilty to the less serious charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter, that means he would face a recommended sentence under the state sentencing guidelines of about 4 years. However, as part of the plea deal, both the prosecution and the defense agreed that the sentence should be 3 years.
New York would require state police to seek court orders to keep guns away from people who might pose a threat to themselves or others under a package of executive orders signed by Governor Kathy Hochul in the aftermath of the Buffalo supermarket shooting. Convicted pharmaceutical executive Martin Shkreli was freed from prison after serving much of a 7-year prison sentence for cheating investors in a drug company. This is AP News. Ringling Brothers Circus is coming back without animals.
Its 50-city North American tour starts in September of next year with international dates to follow, according to Feld Entertainment, which owns the company, and says the circus will now be interactive, featuring audience engagement and displaying what it calls incredible feats that push the limits of human potential. The circus took down its tents after years of declining ticket sales as customers became conflicted about its treatment of circus animals. I'm Julie Walker.
A Vatican cardinal testified Pope Francis himself ordered the ouster of the Holy See's Auditor General, turning the tables on a scandal that has sparked questions about the Vatican's commitment to financial transparency and accountability. The Auditor General departed in 2017. He claimed he had been forced out after he uncovered evidence of possible illegal activity in the Vatican. Ed Donahue, AP News.